The following are July's audiobook tasters, linked by the word summer. This month's selection of titles on offer from the RNIB Charity Audio Library, completely free, are on the theme of summer. So enjoy the range of fiction this brings. Tasters are available in almost every genre imaginable. The first is book on our list is by Ben Aronovich, and it's called Foxglove Summer. It's a fantasy book, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bobby, 24784. Peter Grant is in a small village in Herefordshire where the local police are reluctant to admit that there might be a supernatural element to the disappearance of some local children. But while you can take the London copper out of London, you can't take the London out of the copper. Travelling west from Beverley Brook, Peter soon finds himself caught up in a deep mystery and having to tackle local cops and local gods. This book is read by Cobner Holbrook Smith. Book two is by Yomi Adijoka, and it's called The List. It's a thriller, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 715158. Ola Olajide, a high-profile journalist at a woman's magazine, is marrying the love of her life in 1 month's time. Young, beautiful, successful, she and her fiancé Michael are the couple goals of their social networks and seem to have it all. That is, until one morning when they both wake up to the same message. Oh my God, have you seen The List? It began as a crowdsourced collection of names and somehow morphed into an anonymous account posting allegations on social media. Ola would usually be the first to support such a list. She'd retweet it, call for the men to be fired, write article after article. Except this time, Michael's name is on it. This book is read by Sheila Atim and Arinzi Keeney. Book three is by Elizabeth Adler and is called Summer in Tuscany. It's a romance. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 13283. An American woman in Tuscany to claim an inheritance encounters the frustrating yet delightful workings of a small town and finds the love that has been eluding her all her life. This book contains swear words and is read by Lawrence Bouvard. Book number four is by Yussi Adler Olsen and is called Disgrace. It's a crime novel, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 19807. In 1987, a brother and sister are brutally killed in a summer house in the north of Denmark. The evidence is not strong enough to prove the police theory that the murderer is to be found within a group of boarding school students. 20 years later, Carl Mork and his assistant Assad stumble over the file documenting the murders. This book contains swear words and is read by Charles Armstrong. Book five is by Joan Aitken and is called Jane Fairfax. It's historical fiction, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 8479. Jane Fairfax was musical, accomplished and elegant. This much we know from Jane Austen's Emma. But what of her childhood friendship with Emma Woodhouse and her summer visits to Weymouth? Questions are answered and the truth revealed. Remaining true to the original in spirit and style, Jane Fairfax is a brilliant companion volume to Emma. This book is read by Marlene Sidaway. Book number 6 is by Claire Allen and is called Forget Me Not. It's a thriller, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 704-341. It's 6 in the morning during the hottest summer on record when Elizabeth O'Loughlin, out walking her dog, comes across Claire, a victim of a horrific knife attack, clinging on to life at the side of the road. Claire dies minutes later, but not before whispering her haunting last words to Elizabeth. When it becomes clear that Claire's killer has more than one murder on his mind, Elizabeth has to take drastic action or face losing everything. But what if she can't stop a killer determined never to be forgotten? This book is read by Melanie McHugh and Anne Bird. Book number 7 on our list is by Jake Arnott and is called He Kills Coppers. It's a crime book, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 12900. It's August 1966. The long, hot summer of World Cup euphoria is abruptly shattered when three policemen are gunned down in a West London street. It's a senseless crime that shocks the nation seemingly at ease with itself and brings an end to the victory celebrations. Yet it also marks the beginning for three men whose fates are inextricably bound up with the event and its consequences, which come to a head 30 years on. This book contains swear words and is read by Stephen Grief. Book number 8 is by Honor Ashcroft and is called Summer at the Castle Cafe. It's a romance, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 705192. When Alice Appleton's boyfriend dumps her out of the blue just after she has lost her mother, she's knocked sideways. Escaping to the stunning Dorset coast, she takes a job at the crumbling Castle Cafe. Mysterious and handsome Jay O'Donnell has lived in picturesque Castle Cove since he was a child. Haunted by a tragedy from his past, he's on a mission to save as many people as possible as a lifeboat volunteer. When newcomer Alice catches his eye, Jay, he has to remind himself, he can have no distractions. But he begins to realise that it might be just his turn to be rescued. This book is read by Ellie Hayden. Book 9 on our list is by Marion Babson and it's called Death Swap. It's a crime novel, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 7457. The prospect of a summer in Rosemary Blake's house in England seemed idyllic to the Harper family from New England, but it was not to turn out like that. Firstly, the summer ranged from damp to determined downpour. Then the food made the twins sick, and the behaviour of the English hire cars and football hooligans was sinister enough to represent organised attempts to kill Arnold. But why should anyone want to do that? This book is read by Kate Harper. Book 10 is by Richard Bachman and is called The Regulators. It's a horror story, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 10955. Wentworth, Ohio. Just a small, friendly town where the Carver children bicker over sweets and writer Johnny Marinville is about the only resident who minds his own business. On Popular Street, it's just a normal summer's day, with lawnmowers humming, little league bats tinking, frisbees flying and barbecues being readied. But for young Carrie Ripton on his paper round, it won't be a normal day at all. This book contains swear words and is read by William Roberts. Book 11 is by Jane Bailey and is called Stay. It's a thriller, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 714750. I simply slung my rucksack on my shoulder and climbed into the car and into the life of perfect strangers. It was meant to be Caitlin's perfect summer, but betrayed by her best friend and her boyfriend, she finds herself hitchhiking home alone, heartbroken and penniless. When a smiling family pulls up on the roadside to help her on her way, she's relieved. They seem so friendly, safe. And when they offer her a warm bed in their isolated house for the night, she's grateful not to have to travel back alone in the dark. In any case, she's in no rush to get home, where a grave secret is lying in wait to blow her family apart. One night soon turns into two and then three. The increasingly spellbinding couple want her to stay, and why shouldn't she? Their children need a tutor, and the longer she can avoid home, the better. But when an older member of the household warns her to leave immediately, and when her phone suddenly goes missing, she realizes this perfect family is a perfect lie. It might not be too easy for her to leave. This book is read by Imogen Church. Book 12 is by Beryl Bainbridge and is called The Girl in the Polka Dot Dress. It's general fiction, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 18852. In the summer of 1968, Rose sets off the United States to meet a man she knows as Washington Harold. In a country rocked by rising violence, they join forces in search of the elusive Dr. Wheeler, oracle, guru and redeemer, whom Rose credits with rescuing her from a terrible childhood, and against whom Harold nurses a silent grudge. This book contains swear words and is read by Sherry Baines. Book 13 is by Gerbrand Baker and is called June. It's general fiction and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 226440. On a hot summer's day in June 1969, everyone is gathered to welcome Queen Juliana. It would have been an unforgettable day of celebration if only the baker hadn't been running late with his deliveries and knocked down Hanny playing on the roadside with his brand new VW van. Years later, Jean Can arrives on a hot day in June in order to tidy his sister's grave and is overcome again with the grief and silent fury. Isn't it finally time to get to the bottom of things? This book is read by Mark Elstob. Book 14 is by Tom Bale and is called The Stone Song. It's science fiction and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 705207. On a sweltering summer's night, teenage siblings Jack and Lily witness a helicopter crash on the main road between Brighton and London. The next morning they wake to find their village has been sealed off from the entire world. A terrorist cell is holed up in Stenhurst, or at least that's the official story put out by sinister government agent Winter and his vicious sidekick Major Kellett. But later that day, Lily and Jack stumble on the truth. The authorities are hunting for a mysterious creature labelled Cat X, who escaped during the crash. This book is read by Raza Jaffrey. Book 15 is by John Banville and is called The Sea. It's a general fiction book. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 14351. When Max Morden returns to the coastal town where he spent a holiday in his youth, he is both escaping from a recent loss and confronting a distant trauma. The Grace family appeared that long ago in summer as if from another world. Drawn to the Grace twins, Chloe and Miles, Max soon finds himself entangled in their lives, which are as seductive as they are unsettling. What ensues will haunt him for the rest of his years and shape everything that is to follow. This book is read by Stephen Hogan. Book 16, the last on our list, is by Linwood Barclay and is called No Time for Goodbye. It's a thriller, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 16013. On the morning she will never forget, suburban teenager Cynthia Archer discovers her house is empty, with no sign of her parents or younger brother Todd. Her family has simply disappeared. 25 years later, married with a daughter of her own, Cynthia fears that her new family will be taken from her, just as the first one was. Then, a letter arrives which makes no sense and yet chills Cynthia to the core, and soon she begins to realize that stirring up the past could be the worst mistake she had ever made. This book is read by William Hope. I do hope that you find something on this list that you will enjoy.